Say, Ken.
Yes, Bing?
What's cooking tonight?
Why, this is our St. Patrick's Day program.
Be goring it is.
Where the blue of the night meets the green of the day. A shamrock waits for me.
And now we bring you Kate Harrigan's greenest groaner, Bing Crosby.
Hey, thanks. How'd you know that my mother's maiden name was Harrigan?
Well, I checked with your brother Everett.
Oh, that's right. He's the family historian. Uh-huh. He's also in charge of the piggies thing.
Yeah.
Patty's pig, that is. Now, Ken, before we lose this Hibernian mood, the Rhythm Heirs, John Scott, and myself would like to do a song made immortal by Whisperin' Pat Hanning. Ready, John? Here old Donegal.
Three years ago this very day, I left the port of Cork, and on a ship from old Erin's Isle, I landed in New York, without a friend to meet me there, and a stranger on the shore. But I wore an honest Irish heart, and fortune came galore. So here I am back again on dear old Erin's Isle, and the friends, they meet me on the quay, and they greet me with a smile. For there's faces there that I surely forgot, for I was so long away. But me mother, she introduces all, and this is what she says.
Shake hands with your Uncle Mac, be boy. Shake hands with your sister.
Well, Kitty, me darling.
The girl you used to swing down on the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbors.
Come forward.
And kiss the cunning dog.
The part I
you're
like.
Welcome as the flowers in nature, dear old Donegal.
Well, they gave a party when I came back, and they came from near and far, and the road was lined for near a mile with Irish jaunting cars, and the whiskey flowed like buttermilk to fill our hearts with joy, and the piper played an Irish reel to greet the Yankee boy. So tomorrow out to church I'll go, and the wedded I will be to my pretty little calling, sweet Biddy McGee. For Biddy was true and faithful to her Barney o'er the sea, and would join the harp and shamrocks to the stars of liberty. Deck and Brannigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McGuffy, Malachy, Mahone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connelly, Dooley, O'Hooley, Muldowney, Malone, Colonna, oh, Colonna. How did he get in there? Politics, eh? Shanahan, Manahan, Fogarty, Hogarty, Kelly, O'Skilly, McGinnis, McGinn.
Uncle Brian was late.
Then I'll shake the hand of me Uncle Mike and the hand of me Sister Kate, and I'll hug and I'll squeeze as much as I please the girl on the garden gate. Then I'll invite all the neighbors to my wedding, great and small, and I'll live content and pay no rent in dear old Donegal.
Ah, swell, Bing and Rhythm Heirs. That was really straight from the old side. You sure can rattle off those Irish names, Bing.
Oh, that's a lot of them, Ken. Harmons, Hogans, O'Dooleys. I could go on forever. The O'Tooles, the O'Reillys, the O'Melvinys.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Judy Garland.
Oh, I woke me up this morning and I heard a joyful song from the throats of happy Irishmen, 100,000 strong. Sure, it was the Hibernian Brigade lining up for the start the big parade. So I fetched me Sunday bonnet and the flag I love so well, and I bought myself a shamrock just to wear in me lapel. Sure, today is the day, March 17. It's the day for the wearing of the green. It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for fair. The streets of old New York are filled with Blarney. Begorra, sure you'd think 'twas old Killarney. It's a great day for the shamrock, for the flags in full array. We're feeling so inspired, sure, because for all the Irish, it's a great, great day. Begosh and begorra, every Irish son and daughter, every good old Irish name and his relation. They come from Tipperary, Donegal and County Kerry, and they all are here to join the celebration. Now there's Terence O'Toole and his cousin Phil Horthy, Patrick O'Bogle and Mullen McGrew, Mike Maley, Tim Daly and Barney O'Flaherty, Danny O'Doolan and Seamus Carew. Connellys and Donnellys and Patrick O'Bannigan, Ryans, O'Briens, McLaughlins and Lynch, McGlones and McFadden's and Mr. Pat Flanagan, Hogan's and Glogan's, McPherson's and Finch. It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for fair. Because there's not a cop to stop a raiding. Begorra, all the cops are out parading. It's a great day for the shamrock, for the flags in full array. We're feeling so inspired, sure, because for all the Irish, it's a great, great day.
My way is presenting a young lady whose name has been in my special date book for a long time. Let me say, here's the perfect example of what happens when you mix sugar and spice. And everything nice. The very charming and talented Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer star, Miss Margaret O'Brien. Margaret, it's really nice to see you again. May I take this opportunity to wish you a very joyous St. Patrick's Day?
Sure now, and I thank you, Mr. Crosby. And tis the very same thing I'm wishing to you.
Well, bless my glottamora. Barry Fitzgerald in a hair ribbon, we got you.
Sure, it is a grand and glorious day that they've set aside in honor of St. Patrick.
Sure, and it is that, Maggie Miguel. And let me add that I've never seen you looking more beautiful. Your eyes, they glimmer like the Irish sun dancing across the waters of the River Shannon. And your cheeks have the tender coloring of the wild Irish rose.
Oh, Mr. Crosby, you and your blarney, how you do go on. And please do go on.
Tis no blarney, McCushla. Tis from me heart.
Faith, and is it now?
Faith, and it is. And if I'm not telling the truth, may the leprechauns put the whammy on the Pittsburgh Pirates. Heaven forbid.
Heaven forbid.
Heaven forbid, indeed.
Well, Mr. Crosby, as long as you said so many nice things about me, may I offer you a little blarney?
That you may.
Sure, and your voice is like an Irish thrush pouring out its heart. Oh. And your eyes are as blue as the skies over the lakes of Killarney. Oh. And those clothes you're wearing.
Yes.
Finian's rainbow.
Margaret, we better cut this out or we'll have Ajax Cassidy moving in here from Allen's Alley.
I guess you're right, Mr. Crosby.
I'm sure happy to see you tonight because I want to thank you for something, Margaret.
What's that?
Well, I must say that during the past year, you've had a remarkable influence on my youngest son, Linny.
He's so charming. And you know, Linny was almost voted the most popular boy in our class.
Well, who ran first?
Leslie Peterson.
Leslie Peterson?
He gave us all the measles.
Oh. Everybody went home. I remember that vacation you all had. Tell me, Margaret, how's Linny doing in school then?
All right, I guess. Don't you see his report card?
Report card? He gave me to understand that they don't have report cards at your school.
Oh, well, maybe they just give report cards to the girls at our school.
Mm-hmm.
Really, Mr. Crosby, they're both very good in everything, but history.
History? Why should history give you trouble? Why, when I was your age, I could name all of the presidents in order.
Yes, but there weren't nearly so many of them to remember then.
You're right. The last president I had to remember was a Republican, I think. I've been reading your column in the Family Circle magazine. Pretty good stuff. With your pictures and your schoolwork and everything, I don't see how you find time to write a column.
Well, I visit different places, and I read the newspapers, and I listen to the radio.
Do you ever listen to my program?
Oh, yes, Mr. Crosby. Every day, all day long. But my favorite program next to you is Super Neutron, the man with the atomic lungs.
Atomic lungs? Is that standard equipment?
Oh, yes. He just breathes on criminals and they explode.
If the boy ever catches cold, he's in big trouble.
Oh, Super Neutron never catches cold. He eats stratosphere crunchies, the breakfast food that's out of this world.
It's got to be. Do they snap, crackle, and pop?
No, they just go.
Sounds pretty dangerous. Do you eat them?
Certainly. I have to so I can save the box tops.
Ah, yes, the box tops. What do you do with them?
When I get 10 of them, I send them to Super Neutron, and he sends me the secret invisible code message.
For 10 box tops?
Yes, and then I save 10 more, and Super Neutron sends me the chemical formula to make the secret code message visible.
This is pretty fascinating stuff, isn't it? What happens then?
Then I send in 10 more box tops, and Super Neutron sends me the code book so I can read the secret code.
Oh, and what does it say?
It says, "This little girl has sent in 30 box tops."
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over Claddagh and watch the barefoot gossoons at their play. Just to hear again the ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadows making hay, and to sit beside a turf fire in the cabin and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. For the breeze is blowing o'er the seas from Ireland, are perfumed by the heather as they blow, and the women in the upland digging praties speak a language that the strangers do not know. For the strangers came and tried to teach us their ways. They scorned us just for being what we are. But they might as well go chasing after moonbeams, or light a penny candle from a star. And if there's going to be a life hereafter, and somehow I'm sure there's gonna be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
And now, before heading home for a late snack of corned beef and cabbage, I want to thank Princess Margaret O'Brien for dropping in tonight. Thanks.